On the phone right now is one of my favorite authors, Ian K. Smith. His new Ashcane novel, Beyond Midnight, comes out on the 26th of August. He's on the phone now. Hey, Ian, how are you?
Hey, Mark, I'm great. Great to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is our ninth interview.
Ninth?
Yep.
Is your intention to make me feel old today?
We started with The Ancient Nine, which is still a book I remember and love to this day.
We're working on trying to turn that into a TV series. For those who don't know, it's a book that I wrote that's a novel based on my experiences in one of Harvard's secret societies back when I was in college. So a lot of people love that book, and they keep reading it.
So there might be some news coming out soon about maybe TV or a movie?
Yeah, we're trying. I mean, it's been optioned, and, Hollywood is tough.
Yeah, yeah.
More than anybody.
Yeah.
The first step has happened, which is to get it optioned by a production company. And then you have to assemble a team and write a script and, a treatment and stuff like that. But it's in the works. So I've always, when I wrote The Ancient Nine, I always believed that it had really good cinematic appeal. And I'm glad that others in Hollywood have felt the same way. It's just, there's a long queue. There are a lot of projects.
Yeah.
And, so we're working on it.
Well, actually, Ian, the most important thing is, did the check clear?
Yes, the check cleared.
Okay, that's the most important thing. What about...
Robert B. Parker, the great, great writer from Boston.
Yeah, I love his book.
Spencer series. Yeah, I was watching a video with him, an interview he had given when he was alive about, the different projects of his. The guy wrote, close to 100 books or something like that. But, some of his books had gotten optioned to become movies or TV shows. And he was saying how, the conversion rate was so low that he just never had any realistic expectations. But most importantly, the check cleared.
Yeah. What about these Ashcane novels? Any interest in these books?
Yeah. So they've been optioned also. In fact, I just wrote the TV pilot script.
Oh.
It's the fourth draft that I wrote, sent it to the production team. I'm actually waiting to hear back from them. But, very much this is a project that we are trying to get into TV. We're trying to, in the Hollywood parlance, we're trying to package it.
Yeah.
Which means, find a showrunner, a director, and an actor, attach them to the project. And when you have those things, then you tend to have a higher rate of it getting the green light.
Usually the writers of the novels don't usually get to write the treatments for the TV or movies, though.
They don't. But, it's interesting. So in the early iteration of the Ashcane TV project, we had a writer, an experienced writer, who was going to do it. Nothing against him, but he just didn't get the feel of Ashcane. I mean, Ashcane, there's a feel to this guy, and he just didn't have it. Ashcane is a former Chicago police detective turned private eye who basically leaves the force because he refuses to participate in the cover-up of a bad shooting. And so this guy says, I'm out of here, from the Chicago Police Department. He gets a settlement. They get paid him, basically, because he it was either him talk or whatever. So they pay him off, he leaves, and he starts his own PI shop. But he has swag. This guy is a mix of things. He's very smart, but he's tough and fearless. He's comfortable in the tough streets of the west side of Chicago, but he's also comfortable in the country club setting of the affluent north side. He quotes Shakespeare. He'll quote Biggie Small and Tupac and Kendrick Lamar the next minute. He's just a different kind of guy, and you got to feel him in order to write him. And the other writer did a good job, but he just missed the mark. And so the producer said, hey, why don't you take a crack at it? And so I did, and they loved my first version. And so I will officially write at least the TV pilot, and hopefully we can bring a showrunner on.
Yeah, and then hopefully be a consultant on the future episodes.
A producer, absolutely, yeah. For sure.
So before we get to the new novel, the new Ashcane novel, which is the fifth, it takes place in Chicago once again, and enters into the deadly world of politics. I'm curious, if and when this becomes a TV show, I wonder who they'll find to be mechanic.
It's interesting you say that. I've seen pictures of actors who I think could be Mechanic. I didn't know these actors. I don't think it needs to be a famous actor.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mechanic is Ash Kane. Ash Kane's the main character, the PI. Mechanic is his Lithuanian best friend and his sidekick, who's a very violent guy, who speaks with his gun and his fist. He's just a, and this is going to sound weird, he's a very lovable character because he is who he is. He doesn't deviate, and he's loyal to a fault. And it's interesting. I'm just writing now kind of a spinoff in a way that is going to be really about Mechanic.
Oh, good.
Yeah, my cousin who loves these books just complained to me last week. He read the advanced copy of Beyond Midnight. He just complained to me last week saying, Mechanic doesn't get enough action. You got to give the guy more action. We love this guy. So I'm going to actually write probably the next one is going to be based on a struggle that Mechanic has. And if that works well, then what I would do is I would use that as a launching pad to spin off into a whole series on Mechanic.
Oh, sweet. Well, in this new book, Ash just, as usual, wants to just go play golf. That's, you know, that's his main love in life besides his girlfriend, is just to go play golf. Kind of like you. You like to go play golf a lot.
Yeah.
Ash is kind of like you. He likes to just play golf a lot. You like to play golf a lot. And that's his main thing he wants to do, but he always seems to get someone that needs his help with a case.
Yeah, Ash is a golf addict who is obsessed with getting his handicap into the single digits. He wants his life to be centered around golf. However, unfortunately, work gets in the way, and the fight for justice gets in the way. And so, you know, people are always coming and asking him to take on a case at the wrong time, either the golf season has just started, so he's anxious to get back on the course, or it's ending, and he's trying to squeeze as many more rounds in as he can before the Chicago winter hits. But, yeah, I mean, that's the whole Ash's thing. He's driven by golf and becoming better. He's frustrated by the game, and he loves the game. I love golf. Actually, the other day I had my best driving day ever. I was hitting the ball, you know, a ton of yards in the middle of the fairway, and I just told my family, this is the best day I've ever had on golf course as far as driving the ball. But yeah, that's Ash Kane. But he is as zealous about the pursuit of justice and getting the answers as he is about getting from tee to green in regulation.
And this time it involves the death of an immigrant in Lake Michigan. It's ruled an accidental drowning, that he was drunk and he fell in the river, but or in the lake. But Ash doesn't believe that, and he's proven right after ruffling some feathers, especially with his that police officer that doesn't like Ash very much. That
Burke?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting because, you know, another golf connection is the kid that comes to Ash to take the case is actually a caddy. And he's a caddy at a very exclusive club, of which one of Ash's good friends, Penny Packer, who's, you know, one of the city's richest women, she's a billionaire, she plays at this kid's club, and this kid is a caddy at her club. And so when she hears what's happened to this kid's uncle, she says to him, you need to go see a guy named Ash Kane. You know, so that sends the caddy to Ash. Ash is more interested that the kid is a really good golfer and will give him golf lessons. And then the kid is explaining the story about his uncle. And so they strike a deal where Ash will take on the case if the kid will give him some good golf lessons. And so, you know, that begins the foray. But, you know, Ash doesn't believe that the uncle just fell into the water, as the police report says. And, you know, the guy you talk about, the officer, Commander Rory Burke, you know, he and Ash really like each other, actually. Rory Burke is a beefy, red-faced Irishman who's tougher than nails, who was Ash's supervisor when Ash was on the force, and actually helped Ash when Ash didn't want to participate in the cover-up. He actually helped Ash figure out how to separate from the department and still get the money he deserved kind of as a settlement. So they're friends. They're just very they're two very different people. And Burke is just a gruff guy. Like, he's not the kind of guy who's going to say, I love you. His love language is how firm and tough he is with
So Ash goes and investigates, and he comes up with a lot of secrets and lies. It leads right to the world of politics. He's lucky to have Mechanic by his side because somebody wants to mess with Ash. And this person thinks that they can take Mechanic, and they're wrong. And
Mechanic is undefeated, as they say.
Yeah. So it's Ash again taking on City Hall, another great novel. And then there's some other things, too. His father has a big announcement, and you have to read the book to find out what it is, but it kind of throws Ash for a loop.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the subplot, you know, the smaller story of the relationship between Ash and his dad is also very interesting, I think. They have a very estranged relationship. The dad is a retired psychiatrist. You know, he was kind of aloof as a dad, very kind of rigid. The mother was really, of course, like in many households, the lover, the affectionate one, the nourisher. And so now that the mother has died, Ash and his dad are trying to figure out how to reclaim and reorganize their relationship. And so it's a struggle. They're getting closer, but it's two steps forward, one step back. And so I think it's a very interesting kind of sociological / psychological journey to understand how their relationship evolves.
I was also getting a little worried. I know Ash loves his girlfriend, but you have him using the charm and the flirts a little bit out in this bar with these hot women and at the dog park. And
so, you know, Ash is a very handsome guy. Women love him. Guys love him. He's just one of those guys where his charisma and his personality are as big as his looks. And so, you know, he uses that, you know, to his advantage when the need arises. But he does remain, no matter how close he gets to the precipice, he does remain on dry land, and he, you know, he stays loyal to his commitment. But I think that, you know, to make a multidimensional character, I think allowing him to kind of almost explore these more, you know, shall we say, carnal desires, I think gives his character greater depth.
You brought back a childhood memory in this book for me, by the way. I grew up in Massachusetts, and we had a pancake house that used to serve this giant apple pancake. And you mentioned the original pancake house in this book, and I think that's what it was called, the original pancake. I think it was kind of a chain. I don't know how far across the country they went, but it was this giant apple pancake that I couldn't eat the whole thing, but I used to love to get it.
Yes. They still make it, by the way, and there are several of them in the city of Chicago. And so it must be the same chain, because they're known for that big apple pancake that no one can finish. So yes, that is the same eatery. And it's a good old standby in Chicago for breakfast.
Hey, and before I let you go, the book comes out next week on the 26th, but this weekend, we're taping this, you know, a week early. It's the finals is it still the FedEx Cup? Is Scottie Scheffler going to do it?
You know what? It's interesting. I was rooting for McIntyre.
Yeah.
At the BMW this past week. You know, the guy was playing lights out, and I just liked his demeanor. He didn't smile a lot. He was just going to work. And then at the very end, I mean, geez, the last round, the guy becomes kind of normal, and of course, Scheffler being Scheffler, he rises, and it was tough for me to watch that, but. I don't know. The good thing about the format of the FedEx is that everyone goes in even. All 30 players, whoever wins it. So it's not like, you know, you had points and someone has so many points ahead of the final tournament that they can't be caught. That's not the situation. So I think Scheffler has a good chance, but I don't think he's going to win it. I think that one of these other guys is going to surprise you and is going to have a great, you know, a great tournament, because any of these players can win, by the way, any of them. And so we'll see what happens, but I think it's going to be fun, though.
Yeah, I'll probably just watch the last round, because that's where all the fun action happens.
And you better believe it. That's right. Or moving day, Saturday, moving day is good, too.
Yeah. Well, your book, Beyond Midnight, Ash Kane novel number 5, comes out on the 26th from the fine folks over at HarperCollins, the Amistad imprint. Ian, always a pleasure talking to you. Look forward to talking again next year. Do you have a health book coming out in the beginning of the year?
I think in the spring I'm going to do something on, believe it or not, menopause.
Oh, okay.
How to eat for menopause. But people can also find out if they go to my website, doctor spelled out, iansmith.com, and my Instagram, which I respond to my direct messages, is at Dr. Ian Smith. Once again, spell the doctor out, Ian Smith. Send me a message. I'd love to hear from you.
Last question. Is Queen your go-to karaoke song?
I think maybe something from Snoop is one of my go-to.
Oh, okay, maybe. Okay. Read the book. Read the book if you want to know why I asked that question.
Yes. I know, and I don't want to give it too much away, but yes, absolutely.
All right, Ian. Always a pleasure talking to you. Good luck with everything. We'll talk to you again next year.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate you. Next time will be number 10, man. It's our anniversary.
Yep. All right, Ian. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. See you.